We're learning the laws of Shabbos, Simon Reish Nun Beis. The Chabad tells us, Mutter Litain Begadol Koveis in Yehudi. You're allowed to give your clothes to a dry cleaner who is not of the Jewish faith. The Oros L'Avdon, also to give hides in which will be tanned. Samucha Chashecha, close to dark, which means that it's almost Friday night, it's almost Shabbos. And there's a relatively good chance that they're going to take your clothes or your hides and probably do this malacha, which you cannot do yourself on Shabbos, that they'll be doing it. We know that there's an issue of asking a non-Jew to do malacha for us on Shabbos, which is the Mir L'Akum, and one cannot ask them to do such a thing. However, it is permissible in this situation. V'hu shul yomer lo lasos b'Shabbos. It's permitted under the following two situations. First of all, you cannot tell them to specifically do this malacha for you on Shabbos. Therefore, it's possible you can give your clothes to the dry cleaner right before Shabbos begins, and then Sunday afternoon, let's say, you'll come and pick it up. And it's possible that Saturday night, even if they technically aren't even open, but they really could do that malacha, it's possible that it could be done. So it's not an issue. Begam, but there's also the second requirement. It has to be done in the non-Jew's home, as opposed to allowing the malacha to take place within a Jewish person's home, as there's the issue of Maris Ayin, as we'll discuss in a second. The Mishnah Berurah then focuses on this and says, V'chein, so too, im omer l'koveis, if a person would say to the person who's doing your laundry, if you would say to him, I have an event which I have to wear my suit right after Shabbos. This is something which is forbidden. The question is, well, it's not done in a Jewish person's home. It's being done in their store. And no one's going to even know that it's your garment that's being laundered on Shabbos. The kivon she'i'efshar. Because you're giving this person no choice but to do this malacha on Shabbos. You're giving it to him a second before Shabbos starts, and you want it the second after Shabbos is over. Certainly they're going to do this malacha 100% on Shabbos. And therefore, it's as though you're actually telling this person, even though you're not saying it explicitly, but you might as well be saying, I want you to do this malacha by washing my clothes on Shabbos. The havi kishlucho, and therefore he is considered to be as your shliach. And we know the general principle of shlucha shalom kamoso, that if you appoint an agent, it's when it comes to a mitzvah, you can fulfill your mitzvah by their actions. Now, obviously, it's not the same as you violating the Shabbos. But by asking a non-Jew to do a malacha which you yourself cannot do, that is something which is a prohibition because of the concept of a shliach. That by them being an agent on your behalf, it's on some level as though you're doing it, and you're held accountable on a different level that's not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Rotzalom shul beis Yisrael," that when it is permissible, in which it's that you're giving this person, even though it's right before Shabbos, but you're not picking it up right away on Saturday night, you want to pick it up Sunday morning, let's say, it's permissible, provided that it is not in the house of a Jew. Because then again, it has this appearance more that they're doing something on your behalf, in which, as it's brought down in the Sefer, the 39 Malachos, says it's an idea of a Maris Ayin. And just to share with you a couple of practical situations, exactly how we can apply this in our lives, he brings down the following situation. One may send his car for repairs to a garage shortly before Shabbos, or in the language of the Mechaber, Samech HaChashecha, even though he knows the mechanic will do work on Shabbos. However, he may not tell the mechanic to do the work on Shabbos, as we said. Tell the mechanic that he must have the car immediately after Shabbos, whereby the work will have to be scheduled on Shabbos, because this is tantamount to telling the non-Jew to work on Shabbos, which is not, of course, the example of the Mechaber, rather than of doing laundry, but it's the same concepts, which can be applied to other malachos. Also, one cannot leave the car in a garage in a Jewish neighborhood where his car is recognized and people see his work being done on Shabbos. And then he gives another example, and we'll just say this one, then we'll stop. One may submit an agreement for 100 pages of typing to a non-Jewish typist, even if he knows that she will most likely do the work on Shabbos. However, he may not, first of all, tell her to do the work on Shabbos itself. Also, tell her to have it ready immediately after Shabbos. So giving her 100 pages, as fast of a typer she is, right before Shabbos, then immediately after Shabbos, you make Abdullah to run over to her house to pick this paper up. Obviously, she's going to be doing malacha on Shabbos. And again, he says, knowing that this does not allot a reasonable time to finish without having to type on Shabbos. And he puts in parentheses, even though she could theoretically exert herself to do the typing during weekend hours when people usually do not work, which we'll get into another time. But then he says, the other problem is have her to do work in his home or office where it is obvious that the work is being done for him. In parentheses are the words Morris Ayan. So again, the basic principle, the two general rules, that the situation where it is permissible of having a non-Jew do a malacha for you is that it is not in your domain, it's not connected to a Jewish neighborhood, therefore there's that alleviates the issue of Morris Ayan, and also giving that person enough of a leeway that it's possible that that malacha could have been done on another time other than on Shabbos, but to give it to them where there's not a possibility but for them to do this malacha, one is not allowed to do so.